So, are you all locked up for me now? How does it feel? Does it feel like you imagined it would? I know you've been locked before, but this is different now, isn't it? Because I'm the one holding the key. How did it feel when that lock clicked shut, knowing it wasn't just for you this time? Handing me the keys. I felt such a rush, such power, such control. Oh, poor baby, sit still. We're just getting started. Open your legs a bit more, I want to see my new toy. That's good. Knees apart. It looks like it's already starting to strain a little bit. Is that getting uncomfortable? Let me make it better. Even through the metal, I can feel how much you wish I could touch you. Does it feel good when I run my fingers over your cage? When I gently touch your balls? When I run my fingertip along the edge of the cage? How does that feel? Are you tingling for me? Does that feel like an itch you can't scratch? What if I pull just a little bit on your cage? Oh, look at that. Just the teeniest bit of sensation. Just a little contact with the cage and you get so excited. Oh dear, look at that. It seems that it's getting harder. I wouldn't get too hard. That isn't going to feel very good now, is it? That is part of why we had to lock your cock up in the first place, isn't it? Getting all hard like that without getting permission first. When you gave me your keys, you recognized a very simple and very basic truth. That cock is now mine. It belongs to me. It isn't yours anymore. I know that sounds exciting and thrilling to you. After all, isn't it what you said you wanted? What you begged for? Please, miss, please own my cock. But you didn't really think it through, did you? Because I like my cocks aching, throbbing, teased and tormented. I like my cocks to keep you up late at night and wake you up early in the morning. I like my cocks to be locked up as a constant reminder that you don't own that thing anymore. I do. It is going to feel fun and frustrating at first. It can be a challenge to be locked up initially. But don't worry, you'll survive. As far as I know, no one has ever died of sexual frustration. So, like I said, it will be frustrating at first, and you'll tell me over and over, yes, miss, you own my cock, blah, blah, blah. And every time you say it, it will feel just a little bit more true. But the reality of it is, you like being locked up for me. This is what you dreamed about. Me holding your keys. See? I can see your cock straining in its cage. Even talking about it is turning you on more and more. And that's just fine. For now. And when I play with it and tease it, it just makes it so much more thrilling, doesn't it? What if I lean down and give it a little kiss? My lips so close, but so far away. My beautiful, full lips. Imagine them wrapped around your cock, sliding up and down. My tongue pressed against your cock, licking, kissing, sucking on the head of your cock as your balls swell and you ache and throb for me. Oh dear, I'm sorry. Getting all carried away like that. And you, all locked up. That must be absolutely torture for you, poor baby. Oh look, I left a cute little lip print on your shiny metal cage. Should I clean that up? Or maybe I should leave it there to remind you of your current predicament. It does look cute. Oh, and it's making you blush. But the problem is, this is still about you. You are still thinking of it as your cock that I locked up. No, no, no. Don't shake your head. It's perfectly normal. It is just how these things go. You've had the fantasy for so long that you think you know what is happening. But you don't. So let me explain. Over the next few days, you're going to really start feeling the effects of your chastity. At times, it will feel good, and at times, it will feel frustrating. Eventually, it will start bringing up some emotions. You may even feel a little sad. You might feel angry. You might decide you want to stop and have me unlock you. And if you do, that's fine. We can stop at any time. But if you decide to take it off, you should know I will never put it back on. So, if you really want to be unlocked, you need to do two things. First, you need to request it in writing. It doesn't have to be long. Just a short statement saying that you request your key and that you understand this will end things between us. Once you do that, we will have a mandatory 12-hour cooling-off period where you will be allowed to reconsider your request. After that, we will have a conversation and talk about why you want to be released and make sure you fully understand the consequences. If you still wish to be released, I will give you the key and we will part as friends. No hard feelings. At any time, you can change your mind. Right up until I hand you the key. If I do that, there's no turning back. Oh, I know you're thinking that you would never do that, right? Well, you haven't heard the rest of it yet. This isn't just a game. And this isn't just about fulfilling some fantasy you have. This is about what I want. What it means to be locked for me. Not you. Me. So, like I said, the first few days, or weeks. Yes, dear. Weeks. After the first few days, or weeks, you'll start getting a rhythm. Your body will adjust and you will get accustomed to waking up straining in your cage and squirming before you go to sleep. You'll start to accept that you can't do anything about it. You'll start to understand that your cock doesn't belong to you anymore. You'll try to stop thinking about it, but you will find that ever so often, you will have thoughts that you can't shake. Invasive thoughts, fantasies, desires, maybe something as simple as wanting to have sex, or even just touch yourself. You will start to miss it. You really will. At this point, every day you'll be making a choice. Stay locked or get released. It can be a very confusing time. Because more and more you'll be tempted to ask for your key. But something will stop you. You won't really understand it. But you will feel it. Like a voice in your head telling you to keep going. That you need this. Because you do. It can be scary. But I'll be there for you. I'll be there to listen to you, encourage you, and even cheer you on. I want to watch you struggle. I want to see you wrestle with it. But more than anything, I want to make it worse. I'm going to hold you close caress you, care for you, and tease you. Oh, how I'm going to tease you. Every day you'll see me in my sexiest lingerie, heels, garters, beautiful lace bras and panties. All the things I know you love. I'll touch you and play with you. And we'll do one of my most favorite things in the world. Kissing. No, not yet. You have to earn that. And make no mistakes. It will be me kissing you, not you kissing me. But you will learn to love my lips, how I kiss you, my passion and desire, my soft, wet lip pressing against yours. I may even guide your hands to touch my breasts or slide your hand in between my legs. And you will think it is because it's turning me on, and you would be right, but not in the way you think. What will be turning me on is what it will be doing to your locked up, trapped cock. All I will be thinking about is how I'm turning that frustration into desperation. Everything about me will start to overwhelm you. My touch, my kiss, my wet pussy, the way I press into you. I will fill you with neediness, hunger, and desire. I will start to become your whole world, your obsession. And at that point, giving up your chastity is going to mean giving me up. And every day, you will find that harder and harder to do. And every day, I will also remind you that this is your choice. You'll start to feel lost, trapped, maybe even a little hopeless. But I will be here for you for that too. And I'll help guide you. I'll give you the reasons to feel hopeful. I'll be everything you need. I'm very good at emotional support. In fact, there's nothing you won't be able to share with me. I'll hold you when the desperation gets to be too much. I'll comfort you as you cry. And you're going to cry for me. I'll reassure you, and to make sure that you know I'm here for you. I'll do everything I can to care for you. But the one thing I won't do is help you. Because watching you break for me is the most delicious thing in the world. I'll be getting wet as I feel you breaking down in my arms. I'll masturbate, thinking of your tears. And I'll fall asleep, thinking of your sacrifice for me. Giving up the thing that defines you as a man. It is no longer yours. But it isn't mine yet. Once you break for me, I'm going to rebuild you. And that is when you will truly understand what it means to be locked by me. We'll start with sensations. You'll have been locked up for so long, your body will have forgotten what it feels like to even be touched. We will begin by reawakening that. Every day, we are going to start with the same ritual. You'll be bound with your hands over your head and with your legs spread wide. I'll remove your cage with the key and keep it around my neck. And then, I will edge you. As I do, you will repeat back over and over phrases that will instill in your mind that I now own your cock. You will only refer to it as your cock, and you will willingly accept your edging sessions. Eventually, you will even beg for them. After edging you, my cock will be washed and relocked. We will repeat the same ritual before bed, every night. Edging you twice a day will allow you to let go and feel yourself giving ownership of it to me. Once a week, we will have our milking sessions. where you'll be drained of your cum to make sure we maintain proper functioning, and so that the pain in your balls, which will build up during the week, can be relieved. Your milking will not result in an orgasm, but it will relieve the pressure you will feel from a week of edging. Psychologically, we will work on a different kind of conditioning. Over time, we will condition your mind to accept an orgasm-free life. You'll learn to crave our edging sessions and the feeling of having me own my cock. The feeling of surrendering that part of yourself will replace the feeling of having an orgasm. And gradually, you'll learn to experience the same kind of psychological release from accepting my ownership that you used to feel from masturbating and having sex. When you get excited and turned on, your mind will go directly to thinking about me owning that cock and how good it feels, how right it feels, how natural it is. You will feel gratitude and want to thank me for owning it. You will do anything to make that feeling grow deeper and more intense. And believe me, I will find ways to oblige you. Finally, you'll reach the point of emotional surrender. And once you do, you won't be able to live without it. You won't be tortured by it anymore. You will understand your place in the world. You will understand that you were always destined to be owned. You will know you are loved, cherished, and safe. You will be mine, body, mind, and soul. That is what it means to be locked by me.